Welcome to our CPHS News Debates Ball podcast with your co-hosts, Addie Bates and Justin Ballou, and guest speaker Reagan Williams. We're going to go through the MLB postseason matchups and give y'all our predictions. I'll kick us off with the NL wildcard game. It's going to be the Brewers traveling to D.C. to take on the Washington Nationals. This is going to be an interesting game because the Brewers have been on a tear since they lost Christian Yelich, which was not expected to happen. Everyone kind of counted them out. And then they went on a tear, and here they are in the playoffs. Now, the Nationals, after they got rid of Bryce Harper this offseason, everyone thought it was going to be a rebuild year for them. But they exceeded expectations carried by Scherzer and Strasburg as their starting pitchers. I think the Brewers are going to prevail in this game in the end just because I think they're more experienced, you know, obviously going to Game 7 in the NLCS with the Dodgers last year. The Nationals aren't. I think they're going to have a couple rebuild seasons, and they're going to get back to where they should be. I think the Brewers are going to win.
So when you have the best pitcher, arguably the best pitcher in the NL, and Max Scherzer, in a one-game series, I mean, you can't beat them. I mean, it's obvious. When you put Brandon Woodruff against Max Scherzer, what do you think is going to happen? You think Brandon Woodruff's going to beat Max Scherzer? It's not going to happen.
The Brewers' lineup's way better, though.
Okay, but you can't beat Max Scherzer. Anyway, that's why I have the Nationals beating the Brewers in the wild card.
I think I'm going to have to agree with Justin on this one. The Brewers have had more experience recently in the playoffs, and they can go deeper in the innings than the Nationals can. I think that's going to be holding them back recently is Josh Hader, their closer, who's been good throughout the whole entire season, but recently has given up some losses to teams such as, like, the Rockies.
So then let's just move into the NLDS now. So me and Addie both have the Dodgers and Brewers playing. The Brewers, I don't think without Yelich have enough star power to compete with the Dodgers like they did last season. The Dodgers are led by Cody Bellinger, and obviously their lineup is stacked top to bottom. I think this is going to be another year where they need to win the National League, and I think they're going to, but right now I have them beating the Brewers 3-1.
I mean, I have to agree with Justin on this one. I mean, historically, in the past couple of years, the Dodgers have done really well in the playoffs, and when you have like a lineup with like Ryu as like one of your starting pitchers, I mean, it's going to be kind of unstoppable here.
So with the Nationals and the Dodgers in the NLDS, I will agree with y'all. The Dodgers will win the NLDS matchup. Like you said, Ryu, possible Cy Young winner right there. And then you also have Cody Bellinger, front runner for the MVP. It's just a star-studded lineup right there. And
Kershaw.
You have Kershaw as well, exactly. And Buehler, he's not a bad pitcher either. And I will say, Kenley Jansen, like kind of with Hader, he's been unreliable at times. So if he can figure that out, I think this team is definitely better than the past previous years.
How long do you have it going?
3-1? Yeah, I'd say that.
All right, so then the other NLDS matchup is the Cardinals and the Braves with home field advantage. The Braves are young and they're inexperienced. I know that last year they won the AL or the NL East and they lost to the Dodgers in the division series. This year, the Braves have a little bit more experience, but I think the Cardinals are the most dangerous team in the postseason because they've basically been playing postseason games all season long, being in the most competitive division in the NL Central. They are ready for the postseason. I know that they almost gave up the division in the last couple weeks to the Brewers, but they got that win and they got their momentum back, and they're going to beat the Braves in 5 games in NLDS.
See, I have to disagree with you on that one. Like, the Braves, you say they're a young team, and yeah, they are, but they do have players with some experience in the postseason, like Dallas Keuchel on your starting roster, the O'Brien McCann. Of course, they are both World Series champions in 2017. But even though the Braves have been on a losing streak going into this postseason, I think they'll probably come through in the postseason. Now, the Cardinals have arguably been one of the best teams since, like, the All-Star break, so I think it'll be an interesting matchup, but I think the Braves are going to take it.
I agree with Addy. I have the Braves winning in 5. I will say Cardinals, Jake Flaherty, I'd say the best second half pitcher for the NL, like sub-1 ERA, right? Anyway, I will say, like, the lineup isn't, like, comparable to the Braves. Like, the Braves had young talent, and they also had veteran talent with Josh Donaldson and, like, Brian McCann and all
Freddie
that. Freddie Freeman, yeah, that him too. So I just think the Braves will ultimately take it against the Cardinals.
Okay, so let's switch gears to the American League now. So the wildcard game is going to be the Rays at the Athletics. Both teams have been on an unexpected tear recently. The Rays more noticeably, however, because they swept the Yankees in a 2-game series, which nobody saw coming. The Rays being in the AL East, like the Cardinals, they've had to play a lot of good teams all season. So again, they've been playing, you know, the Red Sox, even though they weren't that good this year, and the Yankees a lot. That's like 30 of their games or something crazy like that. But I think the home field advantage, you know, here, it's not really big because, like I said in our other podcast, I have to give credit to the Rays and the A's because they both have the Moneyball thing going. They don't have the most money. They don't have the most fans. They both have very ugly stadiums. But they're good year in and year out with the talent they have. I guess I'll pick the A's here because they have home field and they bat second, and that's a big deal in baseball.
As much as I want to agree with you, I think one of the best things that Tampa Bay did over the last season was they added Charlie Morton to their pitching, and I think that has helped them so much this year. And I think if they were to have him start against the Athletics, I think that he can go the innings, and it would be very difficult for the Athletics. So I would pick the Rays going.
I'll agree with you, Justin. I have the A's beating the Rays. I will say, like, Morton's probably going to start in the wild card game. But compared to, like you say, home field advantage, everybody hates playing in Oakland. You know, you have those wicked fans with those drums. Everyone hates that. And then it's just a terrible stadium.
Well, so's Tampa. But, no, I mean,
the Oakland Coliseum is garbage. Anyway.
Seagulls surrounding the whole turn.
A's in a close one? Rays in a close one?
Yeah.
For Addy? Okay. Yeah. So then the ALDS matchup, that means, would be, for me, A's and Astros. Now, the Astros' rotation is obviously the best in baseball after they got Greinke. It's just, it's crazy. George Springer is one of the best postseason hitters of all time. Their lineup is absolutely stacked. Now, the A's did compete with the Astros this season, but postseason is totally different. And especially in Minute Maid, it's a hard park to win in. I'll take the Astros in four. I'll give the Athletics a game at home.
See, and I agree that Minute Maid would be a difficult park to play in. Of course, I have the Astros and Rays going. I think the Astros will win in four. But when we have, like, the rotation, when you have starting pitchers like Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole, and, of course, like, with the addition of Greinke, and, of course, they have Miley, I mean, we're kind of unstoppable. When you have two pitchers on your starting rotation that could both potentially be Cy Young winners, and then you have Alex Bregman, like, a potential, like, AL MVP, I mean, you're going up the best team in baseball, and I think it's going to make it very difficult on the Rays.
Yeah, I have Astros winning. It's just everywhere. They're stacked.
They are.
They're just stacked everywhere. When you have just two front-runner Cy Young winners and potentially MVP and Alex Bregman, it's just, I can't see any possible outcome that the A's win this. So I have the Astros winning in four.
Okay, so we all have it going four games.
Yeah.
The other ALDS matchup is the Yankees and the Twins. Now, the Twins starting pitching, I think, can only carry them so far because other than Odorizzi and Gibson, they're pretty slim. The one thing about the Yankees lineup, though it is stacked, they're susceptible to strikeouts, and that's what Odorizzi and Gibson do really well. They don't pitch to contact, which a lot of pitchers do. I think the Yankees are going to go win 3-1 in this series. I'll give the Twins a game at home because they live off of the home run ball. They can't generate runs, and in the postseason, you have to be able to do that because a lot of the pitchers like don't pitch to contact, like I just mentioned. They don't have enough firepower in their lineup other than really Miguel Sano and Nelson Cruz. The Yankees win in four.
And I agree with you. I have the Yankees winning in four as well. And I think it's so important to note that earlier in the season, I mean, over the course of the whole regular season, the Yankees had over 30 people on the IL. And they still came out with over 100 wins. And I think that is so key when you look at this. So obviously they were playing with their AAA team at some times. And if their AAA team was that great in the summer, I think they're going to take them in four.
Yep, Yankees, definitely. I'm going to have them in five games. I think the Twins can actually put up a fight, but I think in the end of the day, it's just too much for the Twins to handle. I will say Tanaka, he is a, like, contact pitcher.
That's true.
Yeah, so he's going to give up some home runs, but I don't think enough to beat the Yankees.
And then, so let's switch gears now to the NLCS. I had it being Dodgers-Cardinals. Again, like I said earlier, the Dodgers just, they have way too much star power in their lineup for the Braves or Cardinals, in my opinion, to compete with them. It could be a long series for whoever plays them because the Dodgers, even their bullpen's really good, so the other teams are going to have trouble coming back if they're down. I'll take Dodgers in six over the Cardinals.
And, of course, I have Dodgers and Braves going, and I think it's important to note, like I keep bringing up, like the Dodgers have postseason experience. Obviously, they don't do well in the World Series, but here I think just because of their experience and their confidence going into this one with home field advantage against the Braves, I think they're going to take it. So
this is a little bit of an upset. I have the Braves beating the Dodgers. There's something about the Braves that makes them special. It's just the chemistry that they have.
Their young lineup.
They're young and they mesh really well with the veterans in that team as well. And I will say, like, in Atlanta, that tomahawk chop, like we saw in the NLDS last year, like, it got to Buehler when he gave up that grand slam. And that, like, the stadium was just so, like, what would you say, energetic.
They were rocking.
Yeah, they were rocking. And I think that's just going to be a huge part as well when the Dodgers travel to Atlanta. It's going to be, like, what, 10 times on a bigger scale. And I will say, in the NLDS last year, they put up a big fight against the Dodgers.
They did. They almost beat the Dodgers last year. And I would say Atlanta's one of the one places where the fans actually have an impact on the game, because obviously in baseball, it's, like, one of the biggest home field advantages because you bat second. But also just that tomahawk chop just gets in the pitcher's head. Yeah. And it's really hard to beat the Braves in Atlanta. So I think if it's Braves Dodgers, the Dodgers are gonna have to take care of business at home, because it's hard
to win
in SunTrust.
Agree.
So let's switch to the ALCS. We all have Yankees Astros. I'll just say this is gonna be one of the most anticipated matchups of all time in the championship series. This is gonna be an incredible series. 2 years ago, it was a great series. It went 7 games. Earlier in the season, I thought whenever this would happen, it was gonna be Yankees in 7, because I thought they were gonna have home field. But now that the Astros got home field advantage and have the best record in baseball, it's going to be really hard for the Yankees to win at Minute Maid. And the Astros rotation is just obviously too good, I think, to for the Yankees to have a shot batting, because Aaron Judge hasn't been himself this year. And I think LeMahieu, Sanchez, and who's that other guy they have? Sanchez and
Encarnacion.
Encarnacion. Their power can only carry them so far against the Astros rotation.
And I agree. As someone who's been to, like, postseason games at minimum, you know, I mean, it's insane. And I think what's going to be key against the Yankees here is depth. The longer our pitchers can go, the better. If we have, I honestly prefer not to go to the bullpen, because sometimes it can be a little unreliable. That's our weakness here. But I mean, when we have a healthy team, like earlier in the summer, we did not have a healthy team. We're playing with our AAA team, and we were still winning games, but it was not great. But when we have a healthy team, we're unstoppable. Going into the postseason right now, I mean, we are coming off on, like, a high streak here. And even though right now Carlos Correa's, you know, we don't know if he's going to come back or not. Even without him, I think we've been really strong lately. So, like I said, if we can go depth, I think we can take it.
So, I have the Astros as well. I have them going in 7.
Yeah,
me too. The reason why is whenever you have the team that strikes out the most facing the team that has struck out the most batters, it's a really much favorable matchup for the team that has the most strikeouts. So, when you have Cole that's racked up 300 strikeouts this season, and Verlander that's racked up 200, I mean, I don't see Yankees winning this.
Have Astros in 7?
Yeah, I did. I think the Yankees will put up a match. I mean, when their bats are hot, they're hot. But
our pitching
is what's going to have to be key on this one. And Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander, if they can go into the postseason like they just ended their season, I mean, it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, like, record-breaking numbers here from Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander.
It's kind of like the norm in all sports, that good defense usually beats good offense. And in baseball, I think it's no different. So that means that for the World Series, me and Addy both have Astros-Dodgers, and then you, Reagan, have Astros-Braves. So I'll just start. Astros-Dodgers, it's going to be a rematch of 2017, but this time the Astros have home field advantage. I think this is the year that the Dodgers get it done, because they've been to the World Series the past few years. They lost both times at home. I think they're mad about that, and they have a lot of guys coming up on their contract expiration. So this is the year that they need to get it done. Because in the future, in the next few years, they're going to be in rebuild mode, and that opens the door for other teams in the NL West to go on the uprise. I think that the Dodgers are going to win this series in 7. I just think they have to get it done this year, and the Astros are still, like, they'll be good forever. They have other years to get it done.
Yeah.
And see, and this is where I'm going to disagree with you. I think when we're in the postseason, it's like a whole different team right here. And I think because we got knocked out last year by the Red Sox, we're coming this year with, like, a vengeance. Like, we want it back. I mean, obviously, our slogan this year is take it back. And I think going against the Dodgers, we are a better matchup. I think what's going to be key is just playing, like, what's going to be critical is, like, just coming in clutch when you need to be. And the Dodgers the past 2 years have not done that. And I think, honestly, I'd love to see us win it over there again. Love to see someone, you know, beat the Dodgers on their own turf 3 years in a row, but either way, I think the Astros are going to take this one. I have it in 7, kind of like 2017, but we're going to take it.
So, Braves-Astros World Series. In 2017, it was Astros-Dodgers. And everybody thought the Dodgers would win this series because they had such a stacked team. This is the same, in my opinion, for 2019 with the Braves and the Astros. Everyone's going to think the Astros are going to beat the Braves. I disagree. I have the Braves beating the Astros in the World Series. Now, let's look at this. Besides Cole, Verlander, and Greinke, who do you have for the Astros?
Wade Miley.
Who's been not that great.
Yeah.
Wasn't he all set up, man? And now he's, like, starting?
No, I mean, we got him from the Brewers last year. I mean, he was a starting pitcher, and he did great. And then the All-Star break came, and the thing is in the first inning, he's been giving up runs. And what needs to happen is, I think, in my opinion, he needs a good break just to get back in his head, and then he'll be fine. Because when he's on, he's on.
But another thing that a lot of the teams do is they just have a three-man rotation. Mm-hmm. So that would mean that Verlander would start 1-4-7 if they have a seven-game series, and then Cole would start, 2-6? Or, 2-5, and then Greinke would start the other two.
Which is really important, but what's also, you have to, notice this. When we got Greinke, Greinke was obviously killer in the NL. Since he's been at the Astros, he's been taking home wins, but he's been allowing a lot of runs. Mm-hmm. The past couple of games, it's like 4 or 5 runs a game, and he hasn't been himself, which is unusual. But I think what's going to be key is that if we have him start, obviously he's pitched in the NL for a very long time, so a lot of the teams in the NL, like the Dodgers and Braves, have seen him pitch, so they're going to know what's coming. So him having better command is going to be really key.
The reason for that is because it's known that the NL has better pitching and the AL has better hitting, and vice versa with what's worse. But yeah, with a pitcher like Greinke, if he can get back to where he was with the NL in the AL, then look out, everybody.
Exactly.
I'll say this. If, postseason Springer, he's a monster. We've seen it in the past couple of years. If he can produce like he has, and if the pitching can obviously just keep pitching the way that they have, I think it's an easy, two out of three World Series for them. But, I will say it's just that 4 and 5 rotation spot. If the Braves can take at least one in Houston to start off the series and going back to Atlanta for 3 games against a, crazy environment in Atlanta, that's a huge, tall task to ask for the Astros to get some wins there. But other than that, I have the Braves winning in 7.
So thanks for coming on our show, Reagan. We'll see y'all next time with CPHS News. I'm Justin Ballou.
And I'm Addie Bates. Remember to make it a great day or not. The choice is yours. Have a good day, Cedar Park.